whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, baby, that's kind of a sigh of relief there as the Warriors get off the schneid to get a win to open up their 4-game road trip. And you thought it was smooth sailing, right? 98-80, 5:40 left in the game. Guys are going to start icing and chilling, and nope. Detroit goes on a 24-9 run, and Malik Beasley, maybe if he pumps fake and gets a flyby, he gets a better look, but the Warriors do survive and get a win. Get some nice, young, talented Detroit Pistons squad that is ascending in this league. Quite not ready yet to contend for a championship, but 5-1, they were undefeated in 2025, and 8-1 in the last night, but that's a good win for the Warriors, as no Jonathan Kuminga, no Brandon Podziemski, no Gary Payton II, Andrew Wiggins back in the Bay for personal reasons, and I think it's good news. His girlfriend was pregnant, in case anybody out there wants to say something crazy about Wiggs. Girlfriend is pregnant, so let's be careful what we say today. But without all those guys, wing defenders, Moses Moody, he was a late scratch. Somehow, some way, you get a great contribution from Guy Santos and Lindy Waters III, and you survive despite Steph Curry shooting 5-21. I'll take the win. Beggars can't be choosers.
It's funny that you end with that line, because that's what I was going to start with. My grandma Diane, God rest her soul, used to say to me, Joe, beggars can't be choosers. Sometimes you just have to take the win and keep it moving. She would say that all the time. And that was a classic. We're trying to throw up all over ourselves. And it's the veteran stuff at the end of the games. It was a bad Steph Curry game, like by his metrics. Okay. I think it's pretty obvious.
Right.
And it felt like he was trying to shoot himself into a rhythm. And I understand that, but it was like, Steph, there were a couple pull up in transition shots that I thought were really bad. Given, you know, just his form on the night. But when you're Steph, like, you can get away with those. And then you had the Dennis Schroeder foul, which was, wow. I don't know what we're doing.
Maybe Steve Kerr implored him to do it.
I don't know. Is that what they said?
I didn't see anybody talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know what that foul was about.
It made no sense. And then, like, there were so many little things. And then, like, Draymond Green, like, late in the game, they're up. I think they're up 4. Maybe they're up 3 or whatever. And he's got the ball in the corner, and the shot clock is clearly winding down. They're playing hot potato. And he doesn't even look at the hoop, and he's wide open.
And instead, the
defense knows he just can't wait to get rid of it, and they play the passing lanes, and then, boom, turnover out of bounds. And I'm just like, Draymond, can you just square up to the hoop? If I watch him catch the ball inside the arc one more time with his back to the basket like he's in third grade and not pivot and square up to the hoop and be a threat, my head's going to explode.
Hopefully it doesn't, because we've seen that over the last 4 or 5 years with Draymond Green. That's been, you know, one of the things that I want to be aggressive. You have to shoot it. That's why this league is evolving. When you look at the Pistons roster, if you don't have 4 to 5 guys who are offensive threats, what are you doing out there? The league is changing quickly in front of our eyes here. So 104-100, 36.5 seconds left, or under 40. And Draymond's in a corner wide open, either drive it, float it, something, but instead you don't look at the basket, don't shoot it, and it's your homecoming. Go ahead, put the dagger into the Detroit Pistons. So he's got to get more aggressive, and that's what happens. If he doesn't hit a couple threes early, he loses a little confidence in his three-point shot. He was 3 of 9, but 0 for 3 from the three-point line. But look, man, you got some good here. You got Guy Santos, who was dusted off out of nowhere.
Wow.
And the energy that Guy Santos and Lindy Waters III provided the Warriors in that first half to open up an 18-point lead in the second quarter. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
You know, Bonte, it's interesting how it just feels like the rhetoric for multiple seasons has been like, the young guys aren't doing enough. They're not far enough along. And it's like every time I look up and a young guy's getting an extended opportunity, they're contributing and they're helping. And they're not the ones making these horrific gaffes late in games. Like, for example, we lost our minds on the help defense of Jonathan Kuminga late in the game where Andrew Wiggins got kind of blown by, you know, and there was a finish. And I saw everyone lose their mind. And Kuminga made a bad play. Kuminga was also the reason you were in that game. I just get, I get also exhausted.
Did a Schroeder not leaving his shooter when you probably could have lost the shooter. Exactly. You could have left the shooter because there wouldn't have been enough time for Austin Reeves to make the pass to Gabe Vincent at the 3-point line because the clock was running down so quickly here. So, yeah, agendas, scapegoats. It seems to be the theme of sports these days.
It really is.
We got to blame somebody or just credit a guy. And, you know, people still want Kuminga traded. But again, what I'm learning is, and I'm learning quickly, social media is not real life.
Well, yeah.
Because I get to meet Warrior fans every single day at home at Chase Center. And their dialogue is completely different than the dialogue we see online.
Well, and here's the dialogue we should be having. You know, I don't think Gui Santos is some like impact starter, but the little things of having juice in your legs, hustling for balls, you know, scrapping on multiple occasions, because this team bombs away. Let's just call it what it is. This is a bombs away team. How many times do you watch this team shoot a three-pointer? And it's not, you're not just crashing the boards, because sometimes there are long rebounds. But put a butt on somebody. And I'm watching Gui Santos, and all he did was just hustle a little.
Hustle.
He hustled a little, and the ball kept finding him. It's funny how that works. You know, you put a little energy in on crashing and diving for the ball, and good things happen. And this is why when he plays, Kevon Looney is a net positive, because he's one of the few guys that when a shot goes up, I know he's going to put a body on somebody. And I get so frustrated watching this team. Draymond physically looks something's going on with his body.
Lower back. He's been out with lower back issues.
But you can see along. It. Like,
the lower back, yeah.
Your it's point about him laboring up and down the court, I was really kind of like focused in on that. Like, I could see that now. Yeah, I could really see that.
The lower back. And then this is why I know people want him to play the five, but this is what's going to happen if you do play him at the five. And so we do have a conundrum here with Draymond Green at the four. But on the flip side, TJD's playing some good basketball.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying he's a world beater out here, but another double-double for TJD, and he's holding his own. 7-9, he's going to the rim, he's flushing it, and that's what I like to see from TJD. He's making it count when he's coming off that roll or the pick and roll or the short roll. So you can't have Draymond play the small ball five. He's either going to have to stay healthy or he's going to have Benjamin. He's probably not going to play tonight in Indiana.
He's a 15-minute to 20-minute a night guy now. And I know that, like, we just have to come to that conclusion.
I don't know about that.
I don't think his body can hold up.
Yeah, I don't know about 15, 20 minutes a night. That's like role player role. Like, you need Draymond Green to play 25, 30 minutes, especially considering the money I'm paying him. I'm going to need to get every penny of that contract out of there. I don't believe he, not on this team, a 15 to 20 minute player on this team. I think you need Draymond Green a little more, especially because one of your best lineups, especially because you're not going to play him at the five for the majority of minutes. But when you have JK, Wiggins, Steph, Schroeder and Draymond, that is your best five-man lineup on this basketball team. That is your best five-man lineup on this basketball team. Is it not?
I mean, I guess it is, but I'm just saying to you, like, until this team realizes that Draymond Green has to be a role player and not a premium frontline player, they're going nowhere.
Well, on this team, he can't be a role player.
Well, they're going nowhere.
He's not good enough.
Yeah, well, they're going nowhere.
He's not talented enough to have Draymond Green as a role player. So Draymond Green doing what he does, communicating on defense and handling the ball, you can't afford to play Draymond just 15, 20 minutes a night.
I just think that's what he needs to be relegated to.
Not on this team.
He's a specialist.
Maybe next year. This year.
I don't think he's going to make it through the whole season. Yeah, I look at it and like you were talking about.
That's another question. If he thinks he's not going to make it.
My minute allocation.
Yeah, yeah. Then what are you doing?
You're starting Kuminga and you're moving forward and you're trying to get into the modern NBA because it's
2025. So you might as well just move Draymond in.
What?
Basically, you should just move Draymond
in. I've been wanting
in.
To move this guy for multiple years.
Well, there you go.
But, you know, the TJD thing's an interesting one that you referenced. Him and Dennis Schroeder have a nice little rapport on that pick and roll.
They're not bad.
You know, that's one element of, you know, Schroeder's been frustrating for a variety of people and myself included, but he has, like, I feel like him and TJD on that little, like, high roll where he kind of throws that little lob up and over, time and time again, TJD finds himself with the ball in the middle of the court, or in the middle of the key, and he's just like, oh, I'll just go up with it.
Let's go to Oscar in Stockton. Oscar, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Oscar?
My thing is that we know Draymond is going to be Draymond. One thing about Fonte, I give you props. Draymond disrespected you on TV, but you still give, you still understand and give good commentations. We can't turn around and talk about Draymond Green every time after a win. Shasky, you just don't like him, period.
He, about in role, the postgame, one second. Yeah, I don't like him. I'm sick of him. I think he's been a dark cloud over this organization for multiple years. And he admitted that. And then in the postgame yesterday, he said it. His brooding attitude has to be better. Like, he acknowledged it, all right? So, yeah, no, I put my line in the sand. Like, to me, I think you're blind to the Draymond Green stuff.
I'm never blind. That's the problem. You are blind. Because the simple fact is you want to keep on criticizing him for everything after a win.
He ran off KD, ran off Jordan Poole, ran off everyone.
Why are we talking about this today? They just beat the Pistons. We know that. We can talk about that too. We're blue in the face. Go ahead, Oscar.
We just won the game, and here we go with the Draymond Green. What about G. Santos, Lenny Waters? You know, Steph Curry had a bad game yesterday. Here we are putting everything on Draymond. And like you said, a role player on this team? Man, are you kidding me? Go talk to Joe Lacob then. That's the one who you go talk to. Because Joe Lacob signed for all that money and kept him on the team and got rid of Clay. That's who you should be going after. But I'm going to tell you right now, you climb up a big hill, because I know a gang of people, a lot of people in the town that love Draymond Green. Yeah, he got antics, but so what? He's won 4 championships for us. He's almost through. That's the bottom line. But we got other players on our team that did positive things, and here we are talking about Draymond like we lost the game yesterday. Come on, man.
He sat at his locker and was discussing how his attitude and his energy has been a negative and how he needs to be better. So that's why I think it is poignant.
Draymond ain't going to change. Draymond going to change? No, he's not going to change. Come on, man. Come on. He's not going to change.
Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Chris, what's happening?
Oscar. Maybe I'm lucky. I keep calling right after you. And, man, take a mite all, brother. You got to chill out. You're calling Shasky emotional? You're yelling at the guy. You're not letting him get a word in edgewise. I mean, that's the classic. You know, no, you're mad. No. Well, I'm rubber. You're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. It's foolish, brother. Shasky has a point. For us, he's playing 30 minutes a night. On a true contender, this guy is not going to be playing 30, 35 minutes a night unless you got two Stephs, you know, a KD, you got multiple shooters out there. I'm watching Draymond. I agree with you, Shasky. We talked about it multiple times. He is laboring. He has been falling off physically, mentally for multiple years. The product is diminishing. You know, I'm looking at a guy. You want to know the reason why he doesn't look to shoot? There was a point early in the game, he's standing 6 feet behind the, or not early in the game, during the game, he's standing 6 feet behind the three-point line, top of the arc, touches it, hot potato, comes right back, hot potato. Then, as they close out on the shooters on the wing, he has a wide open lane to the basket. Boom, puts it on the floor, gets past his guy, goes to the basket, has a right-handed layup, wide open. A defender comes from the other side of the basket, help side, and just sends his stuff packing. So the guy, even when he's wide open, has trouble making shots, period. So, you know, again, we talked about it. I'm watching a guy, Steph Curry's always ran. He's always ran multiple miles throughout the game. But you can't sit here and look at a guy like Draymond and act like he is making things, quote-unquote, easier for a guy like Steph. Because, again, he's 6 to 10 feet behind the three-point line sometimes. They're shrugging off him. They know he's not going to do anything, and the point I just made, even when you're open, they know they can close out and get to you and make the shot difficult, even when it should be wide open. So, again, Oscar, love the passion, I guess. Like, you're a diehard Warrior fan, it seems like, but you are blinded to the...
You know, well, hold on, Chris. Well, say, hold on. I'm going to defend Oscar a little bit here. He's just trying to make the point that we just won a damn basketball game. We won a damn basketball game. We all need to win. And it's quickly flipped to Draymond Green, how he doesn't need to be on this team. It's the last thing I'm thinking about this morning. I'll be honest with you. We got the NFL playoffs tomorrow. Chris, I got a great game I watched last night with Penn State and Notre Dame. Warriors won a game. We had a good postgame show. Last thing I'm thinking about is, oh, let's go play Draymond 20 minutes a night. On this team, he's got to play 30 minutes a night. You got to ride with them, at least for this year, until you figure out what the hell you're going to do for the future. And that's something don't leave you in Joe Lincoln. I think that's all Oscar was saying. Let's just enjoy a win for crying out loud.
For sure. For sure. No, I hear you, Bonta. I mean, listen, we got who we got, right? So he's
got who we
play.
Got.
I think
we got who
point,
we got.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But it's like on a true contender, him out there 30, right. 35 minutes, you know, I'm watching. It's just difficult. It's just hard for me to imagine this team being anything more than a middling, you know, 6-10 seed. All right, get in the dance.
That's,
and then, hey, you got to do another
plan. That's, what they are. That's, I don't know. Did anybody coming into the season believe that they were a true contender? Did anybody come? So we didn't think that. So I don't know where this contender talk or championship talk, maybe the 12-3 start gassed everybody up. Maybe it had everybody feeling, Lawberry's power rankings had us all feeling good around these parts.
Well, I also think they're not that team. I think Steph Curry's body language the other night was like a big thing. You know, I think
it was huge.
I think it hit a lot of people.
It did.
I think the realization that like we should just enjoy as many Steph performances as we can for the time being is kind of the setting that we need to have moving forward.
But you're stuck. You're stuck right now because there is some positives here. I'm gonna lay it on positive. I don't know how I became this guy, but here it is. You still have a lot of assets. You still have your draft picks. You still have financial flexibility to make moves, whether it's before the trade deadline, February 6th, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week, or whether it's the summertime. You still have assets as an organization. You're not at the bottom of the league or anything like that. You still have Steph. You still have Kuminga. You have to figure that out with respect to free agency, what you're going to do with him. We'll see what happens with Andrew Wiggins in the future. But you still at least have assets to move in the summer if you want to go big game hunting. So right now we're stuck in it. They're a team that's a game over 500. It doesn't look good right now. But they are a move or two away from maybe catapulting themselves into, okay, maybe this team can get to a top six situation. Maybe this team can get into a best of seven series. Maybe this team could move closer and closer to becoming a contender by making their plethora of moves. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's all doom and gloom as everybody. And look, on this team, Draymond's had some good. He's had some bad. My takeaway coming out of that game last night was, like, oh, boy, we got to just move Draymond. Like, it is what it is with him. He's not going anywhere right now. Right now, he's not going anywhere.
No, I think the overarching theme was that the veterans, like, again, whether it's Schroeder, yeah. Curry, Draymond, it was another late-game execution gaffe. And then I look at their shooting guard situation, and I'm like, all right, if Lindy Waters and Buddy Hield can give you anything, like, just anything in terms of offensive production off the bench right now, like, that's all they need. Lindy hit a couple shots. Buddy, I thought, had one of his best games in weeks.
Right?
And if they can get anything from those guys, they're going to be better off. Because, shooting right now, outside of Curry, you're not getting much.
Well, and here's the thing. Draymond played 32 minutes last night. You want to play 20 last night? You don't have Moody. You don't have Wiggins. You don't have JK. You don't have GP2. You don't have Brendan Podziemski. You're missing five of your rotation guys. Five. Somebody's got to play.
No, that individual run off, I understand.
And all season long, do you know the Warriors have had 20 different starting lineups?
I wrote down all the different combinations.
They've had
and
all these
minutes 20 with three-guard lineups.
Exactly, 20 different. So when you have a lot of inconsistencies with guys being in and out of the lineup, somebody's got to play. You know what? One of my high-priced players has to play.
I understand. I just think that they need a big so bad to take some of those minutes.
I agree.
They desperately need another big. I mean, well, they need a lot of things, but they desperately need another big to be able to, you know, stretch the floor, number one, and then they need another big just to, like, give them legitimate minutes.
And this was the plan when you had all the youngsters here. And I talked to a coach last week before one of the games, and Steve Kerr's mentioned this at podiums this season. Our veterans have turned the ball over. Our veterans, so Steve Kerr's acknowledged it. Talking to people before the game, they've acknowledged it. Our veterans have to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. So that's what it is. But Warriors do get a win. Believe it or not, Warriors do get a win. I know our tone's a little different, but the Warriors do get a win by three. They survived a tough Pistons teams last night. They'll play Indiana tonight. We'll see who's in the lineup. We'll see who's out of the lineup. By the way, Eric Glade declining an interview with the New England Patriots. Very, very interesting there. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by Golden State. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports for the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff, as this segment was sponsored by Chilton Auto Body.
Have you been in a car accident? Chilton Auto Body is 15 convenient Bay Area locations to help.